I'm Brian McCreath at Symphony Hall with Tony Fogg, the artistic administrator of the Boston Symphony, the director of the Tanglewood Festival as well. Tony, it's always a great time of year to talk with you because of the announcement of the next Tanglewood season. Here we are on a dreary day in Boston, and nothing can give us more hope than thinking of the summer in the Berkshires. So thanks for a little bit of your time today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Brian. And it's great to have an excuse to be thinking about the summer and the rolling lawns of the Tanglewood property.
The season gets underway with an American program that I actually really love. I mean, there's all kinds of choices you could have made for an all-American program on July 3rd, the day before Independence Day. But what I love about this is that you're pulling together music by William Billings all the way back from the Revolutionary era in the form of Schumann's New England Triptych, all the way through this most recent piece that you just did here a little while ago, the Concerto for Saxophones. And so tell me a little bit about how you conceived of that program and the particular choices you made.
We wanted a program that would speak to the various aspects of American music and the traditions. And we also wanted an event that we thought would be great as both a season opener and the prelude to the 4th of July holiday the next day. The centerpiece of the first half is one of my favorite pieces, Samuel Barber's Knoxville, which was, of course, premiered by the BSO, Kuzovitsky, Eleanor Staber. And in this instance, we have wonderful soprano Angel Blue, who will be the soloist, directed by Ken David Mazur, a recent alumni of our conducting team, now just begun as music director of the Milwaukee Symphony. So we thought two classic works for the first half, and then a reflection of the world of jazz in the second. And we did indeed, as you mentioned, perform the Concerto for Saxophones and Orchestra by Roberto Sierra last season with James Carter, for whom the work was written. And it was a fantastic success here in Symphony Hall. And James is, an incredibly charismatic artist, a huge personality on stage. And we thought, as a part of our opening night program, how great it would be to have him with us. And then a classic in the orchestral jazz field, American in Paris. So we hope that something that will appeal to many, many lovers of American repertoire, be a great showcase for our great Boston Symphony Orchestra as well.
That Concerto for Saxophones really was a remarkable night here in the hall. I remember it very well. The audience just had no idea what had hit them, even the ones who kind of thought, well, I'm curious about saxophone concertos. Well, let's talk about some of the real centerpiece. You've got two weekends that are for the BSO that are really heavily devoted to one particular theme. We'll come to Beethoven in a second. But first, there's Isaac Stern. And you're celebrating the centenary of this remarkable violinist. And so tell me a little bit about, now he's been gone for a while, so just remind us of a little bit about who Isaac Stern was as an artist and what his importance has been over the decades to music in general.
He was not only one of the greatest violinists of the 20th century, but he was also one of our most important musical statesmen. A great force for music in many levels. He was, of course, an important educator. Everything that he did was about education, reaching out into new communities. Many will remember the Mahler Mozart film, of which he was the featured figure. But this was just one example of his incredible work in the area of musical diplomacy. He's famous in New York and elsewhere, of course, for saving Carnegie Hall, but he represents for us what's important about being a musical citizen. So we're going to be celebrating him. His 100th birthday is in the week of the 20th of July, and right throughout that week and over the weekend, we're going to be celebrating the many contributions that he made to our lives. First and foremost, musical, of course, and we're bringing together over the weekend of the 24th to 26th a number of works and artists who are either directly related to him or have been inspired by him. We will be devoting our weekend immersion program at the Tanglewood Learning Institute to exploring some of the many themes which he represented and fought for, the causes he fought for. And so we hope in a modest but we hope important way we'll be celebrating this great figure in our lives.
Well, and you've drawn together, you mentioned musicians that have been influenced by him. You've drawn together just this incredible cast of violinists, mostly violinists, but a few others as well. Tell me about some of the ways that you drew these threads together through those who have followed Isaac Stern.
Well, across the weekend, Brian, we're performing two works that were written for Isaac Stern, the wonderful work for violin and orchestra by Henri Dutilleux, which will be played by Agustin Haderlich, and then on Saturday evening, Bernstein's Serenade, which was written for Stern, premiered in Venice, and will be played on this occasion by Midori, who was greatly influenced and mentored by Isaac Stern. So two musical works which he brought about, very important concerti. And then on Sunday, it's a more or less a sort of celebration of great string playing. So some violinists who were either directly influenced by Mr. Stern, we have Vadim Glutzmann, who really whose career was launched by Mr. Stern, Pamela Frank, who's strongly influenced by his style of teaching, Nancy Shaw, who was the winner of the first Stern violin competition. We have one wonderful young, well, he's not so young these days, but a wonderful cellist, Jian Wang, who people will remember from the Mahler Mozart film. And then in the concert, we also have one of Mr. Stern's signature works, and that's the Beethoven Triple Concerto, in this instance played by Joshua Bell, joined by Stephen Isserles and Jeremy Denk, fine American artists, Stephen English, but of a generation generally influenced by the great figure. So we hope that it'll be a wonderful celebration. On the Sunday concert, Mr. Stern's two sons, David and Michael, will be sharing the conducting responsibilities. And so we'll hope this adds to the festive feeling of the weekend.
You mentioned the Beethoven Triple Concerto, and thank you for the segue, because there's also another weekend that is devoted to Beethoven concertos, and that's Paul Lewis with Piano Concertos by Beethoven, three concerts that encompass all five of the solo piano concertos by Beethoven with Paul Lewis. And say a little bit more about why Beethoven should be playing an especially prominent role for that weekend and for this coming year.
Well, our friend Mr. Beethoven celebrates his 250th birthday in December, and all around the world, concerts are being planned and executed to present just about the entirety of his output. So we're doing it in, I think, an elegant but somewhat more modest way. Paul Lewis, who is next summer's Koussevitzky artist, and the chance for him to present all five concerti on one weekend is, I think, a first for Tanglewood. A little later in the summer, in fact, in the week of the Stern anniversary, we will be hearing Beethoven's third, fifth, and seventh symphonies. The third and the fifth will be presented in our Ozawa Hall series by a period instrument orchestra called Les Siècles, which is directed by François-Xavier Roth, who has been a regular at the BSO for several seasons and conducted at Tanglewood last summer. And then the seventh will be played by the BSO itself on Saturday evening on a concert conducted by Konstantinos Karadis, who's making his Tanglewood debut. So elsewhere in the Ozawa Hall series, we have various key works of Beethoven's chamber music output. But certainly the focus will be over the weekend when Paul Lewis plays all three concerts, including the five Beethoven concerti. And this, again, will be a weekend of immersion by the Tanglewood Learning Institute in Beethoven. So a chance to think about Beethoven in terms of his period, of the type of instrument, the way in which he represents heroic struggle, some new insights into his compositional techniques and approaches, and I think a very, very interesting array of deep dives into Beethoven's work and his world.
Well, and that's what festivals are so great about, right? That you can do these deep dives in a way that a subscription season maybe is a little bit more cumbersome in that respect. But my own sense of that weekend, I just lit up when I saw this that part of the schedule, because Paul's complete Beethoven sonata recordings are some of the most amazing performances of those. And then he did record all five concertos in a terrific set. So I'm really thrilled that that's going to have such prominence. So here we are. We've talked for almost 10 minutes, and we haven't even mentioned Andras Nelsons yet. That's kind of a record for our interviews. But I do want to get back to Andras and the fact that he's here once again. Pretty much for half the summer, Andras is in residence, and once again, including Wagner operatic music. So tell me about Tannhäuser and how you constructed that and what the thinking was behind that particular performance.
We wanted to keep the thread of Wagner performances at Tanglewood, and Andras is one of the great Wagner conductors of our time. And we thought very carefully about how we could go about it. Last summer, of course, we presented Die Walküre with the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, which was a historic event. We thought we would do a more contained Wagner program this year, and so we're doing excerpts from Tannhäuser, the overture, and Bacchanal or Venusberg music, and the entire third act. And the third act includes some of the most beautiful and popular music of Wagner Verrote, the beautiful O Star of Eve, as it's translated, aria of Wolfram, the wonderful Pilgrim's Chorus. So it's a chance to hear the orchestra in this marvelous music, a fine cast of singers headed by Christopher Ventris, who's singing the role of Tannhäuser, and Michael Nagy, who's singing Wolfram. Both the Tanglewood Festival Chorus and the Boston Symphony Children's Choir will be participating in that concert. So a wonderful opportunity to hear this great repertoire under Andras's direction. And, you know, elsewhere, Andras is with us for 12 different programs this summer. And as you mentioned, that's about a month's worth of very intensive music making. And beyond the Wagner program and the Beethoven cycle with Paul, he'll be conducting those who are come to our opening week of concerts here in Boston. We're pleased to meet for the first time the Jussen brothers, a young Dutch duo piano team, and they were certainly a fantastic, like, burst of energy on opening night.
They certainly were.
And we've invited them to Tanglewood this summer, and they'll be doing Mozart's Concerto for Two Pianos and Orchestra on a program with Andras, as well as the Poulenc Gloria. Later in the summer, Andras is working with some of the great soloists of our time, with violinist Leonidas Kavakos. He's doing Shostakovich's first concerto with Daniel Trifonov, Brahms' first, and then on Sunday, the 2nd of August, surely to be one of the most popular concerts of the summer, the Dvorak Cello Concerto with Yo-Yo Ma. So, you know, a great range of repertoire that typically Andras will be directing throughout the course of the summer. He's going to be a busy guy, as always. In addition, he's doing teaching with the Tanglewood Music Center fellows, conducting fellows, and will be otherwise a very lively presence around the campus. I should also mention, Brian, one of the other big things of next summer will be the 50th anniversary celebration of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. We love our anniversary celebrations, and the TFC is the one performing entity that bears the name Tanglewood right throughout the calendar year, and we think it's a great way to really hone in and focus on the wonderful talents of our volunteer chorus. Many of them have been with us for decades. What incredible generosity they show in their hard work, their artistry. And so in several programs throughout the summer, you'll be just seeing that in full display. They're performing, as I mentioned, in the Wagner program and in the Poulenc Gloria as well. They're singing Shostakovich's Third Symphony, quite a rarity, and Samuel Barber's Prayers of Kierkegaard, a former BSO commission. And then on the final weekend, which is really going to be a great celebration in which we're looking forward to welcoming back to Tanglewood a number of alumni of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. They'll be doing one of their signature works, the Berlioz Requiem, conducted by Sir Mark Elder, and then the closing performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, very happily welcoming back Christoph von Dohnányi, who's been absent for health reasons from Tanglewood for several seasons. So a great chance to work with our chorus in a number of different programs. The 50th anniversary celebration will kick off this April, in fact, where the chorus will be doing a special post-concert performance here in Symphony Hall, I believe on the 11th of April, as part of the Casual Friday series. They're then giving a solo concert at the Studio E of the Lindy Center at Tanglewood on the 17th, and then we'll be performing right throughout the Tanglewood season, as I've mentioned. So a great chance to hear and thank these wonderful artists,
and to celebrate their leadership under James Burton now, who has instituted lots of new energy into the group and founded the Boston Symphony Children's Choir as well. So thank you for bringing up TFC at their 50th anniversary. What strikes me, you mentioned Christoph von Dohnányi returning, and also Herbert Blumstedt will be back, which is terrific. I mean, these men are incredible musicians and have been for decades and decades. I also note on your schedule that there's maybe not prominence, but there's certainly a healthy dose of either current or former Boston Symphony assistant conductors. Moritz Genahn is returning. I love Moritz. He's a terrific guy, a great musician. Ken David Mazur, as you mentioned, will be doing opening night. And Anna Rakitina, your current assistant conductor, one of your two assistant conductors right now, doing her BSO debut during that opening weekend. Tell me about the sense of what assistant conductors, their role is within the BSO, and especially in terms of Anna, what did you see in her work that made you feel like you should bring her to the BSO and fulfill that role?
We saw incredible talent on many levels, just in terms of sheer conducting technique. She's incredibly accomplished, incredibly polished. She's very musical, and that might seem a given, but she just lives and breathes music. She also has incredible charisma, which is 50% of the work of a conductor. And she's been with us just for a matter of weeks now, but she's already established a real presence around Symphony Hall. She's a diminutive figure, but full of a sort of inner radiance, and we're thrilled to have her as part of our musical family. And of course, we're incredibly proud of Ken and of Moritz, who are just two of our recent assistant conductors who've gone on to incredible careers. And I think our program's been in place, the assistant conductor program, for more than 30, probably close to 40 years. And when you think of those who've occupied those positions, Robert Spano, Grant Llewellyn, Ludovic Morlot, the list goes on. Marcello Leninger, they've gone into wonderful careers. So we're incredibly proud of what role we've played in their development, and celebrate their achievements with other orchestras all around the world.
And then you also have a week with Thomas Addis, artistic partner, and he'll once again not only be directing the Festival of Contemporary Music, but also conducting a BSO program that includes his own violin concerto. So it's great to have Tom back. And tell me about your conversation with him about what direction his involvement would take this summer.
Well, the bulk of this work, I should say, has been done by my colleague, Ellen Heistein, who's the director of the Tanglewood Music Center. But Tom is a very imaginative programmer, very wide-ranging Catholic tastes, and he and Ellen have put together, I think, a fabulous set of programs. Planning the Festival of Contemporary Music is a real puzzle, because it's an intensive 5 days of concerts in which our incredible fellows of the Music Center have to tackle some of the most difficult works of our time, and just scheduling those, working out a rehearsal plan that makes them physically achievable and able to realize the very highest standards of performance is a real challenge. But I think those great minds have come up with a great plan, and there is some fascinating music, a good deal of which I didn't know before I saw them on the program, some composers that Tom has been particularly champions of, and it'll be a great festival between the 6th and the 10th of August.
well, it feels like we've barely scratched the surface. There's always so much going on at Tanglewood. But now there's even more than there was before, because last season was the inaugural season of the Tanglewood Learning Institute. And this coming season, whatever lessons were learned from that inaugural season are going to be put to use. And tell me about the TLI season and what the major markers are of those events that will take place in the new Lindy Center of Performance.
Well, I'm very pleased that in tandem with announcing the main presentations of the 2020 Tanglewood season, both the shed presentations, the Ozawa Hall recital series, and most of the Tanglewood Music Center offerings, we're also announcing a good number of the programs of the Tanglewood Learning Institute. As you referenced, last year was the inaugural season, and we purposely announced it after the main season announcement. We announced it in February, and just to give a due prominence to the TLI in its first year. But what we found was a number of our patrons had wished they'd known about the TLI offerings when they made their summer plans. And so this year we've been able to bring the two schedules together. And so our announcement this summer includes all of the major TLI events and a fair amount of the detail of those. So based on what we learned about what was successful, what was less successful last summer, the feedback from those who attended the many TLI events, we have shaped and recast some of the programs for this year, and we've added to it significantly. So we will keep three immersion weekends this coming summer, one devoted to the music of Beethoven, one around the Isaac Stern celebration, and one around film music, which is the penultimate weekend of the summer. We've added a midweek series called Open Forum, which is going to be an intensive study of one of the musical themes of a program or programs in our Ozawa Hall series. And in addition, we've tried to regularize as best we can the days of the week and types of events. One of the things that we found last summer was that those attending the TLI were sometimes confused to know, you know, what day of the week, you know, a masterclass would be on or an interview with a composer. So we've tried to regulate or regularize those the best we can. And so we're coming out with our TLI schedule in tandem. And so when everyone's making their choices about when they'd like to come to Tanglewood, like what they'd like to hear, they'll have the whole picture in front of them. And my colleague Sue Elliott has done a fantastic job in getting those plans in place. This, I must say, is on top of our launching our fall, winter, spring programming at the Lindy Center, which kicked off in the middle of October and is going great guns. We've had a number of events, overflowing houses, I'm pleased to say, which reassures us that there is an audience in the Berkshires outside of the main summer season for great music and for cultural enrichment and for learning, and people's curiosity remains just as intense in the winter months as it does in the middle of summer. So we're thrilled that we've got all of this year-round activity with the TLI, and it's going to be a wonderful second season. We learned a great deal last summer, both about the building itself and about the programming, and we've built on from that information, and I think great that we've got so much up front here for people to consider right at this point.
Tony, I'm amazed every year at how much there is to unpack and how much you've put together and how many even surprises there are with Tanglewood's schedule. So there's more to come. I mean, I feel like we've barely scratched the surface. But thank you for the time today and going over a lot of the main points of it, and a lot to look forward to in the summer of 2020. Thanks again for your time.
My pleasure, Brian.